الحمد لله رب العالمين، العاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، خلق فسوى وقدر فهدى وأخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save these faces that made sujood and rukur to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the fire. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect these skins from Jahannam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to lead us on the sirat. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those who are gathered to seek the knowledge of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to gain the benefit of it, so we can be a minara to others to show them the way, inshallah, of the right sunnah for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we proceed, I always have to say a couple of words. If we bring a donkey and having tons of books on the donkey does not make the donkey a doctor, it does not make the donkey an engineer, it does not make the donkey a smart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us his example in the Quran, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا. Just like an example of the donkey, when you have lots of books on it, but it does not give it any title of intellect. So the idea of these majalis of ilm, that we benefit from it, and it should have an impact on our lives. It has to have an impact on our lives. It becomes a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala later on will test you with the ilm that you heard and how to apply it at the right time, at the right place, if you are getting the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for example, if someone will say, when I'm in the salah, how do I achieve khushu' in the salah? A question that everyone asks. Because once we are in the salah, and after the salah, we are distracted easily. Like the ayat we recited, the Quran that was recited, it did not have any impact on the hearts. The words after the salat, in my opinion, should be, if not to minimum, to a zero. You're still living those ayat if you know where the imam is. We start Surah Al-Ankabut, and my qira'ah every day does not exceed a page or so. So you should, as a duty of you about seeking the ilm, that you go to that page that the imam is going to recite, or page and a half for Fajr, for example, and look into the meanings. And once you hear it in the salah, you leave with the salah with these ayat in your mind, you will make it a big difference. And the answer to those who ask about the khushu' in the salah, we say this: how about if I tell you this is your last salah? أحسن الله عزاءك, meaning may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the best, you know, great condolences. You might not make it to Fajr because it looks like you are, you know, at the last minutes of your life. Just like the doctor said to those patients in the hospital, and they're accurate, they don't know the ghaib, but the disease and the attack of the disease, they can tell exactly how long can the body last. So if you know this is your last salah, you will not ask about the khushu'. Make sense? So we'll proceed, inshallah, with that. Inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, inshallah.
You, true believers in Islamic monotheism and real followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his sunnah, are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind.
What is that? The ayah that we mentioned yesterday, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرُ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرَجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. We talked about this, and we said we are the lucky nations from all the nations to be are the nation or the following of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he is our chosen, we're lucky to have him, our messenger, from all the other messengers, of course. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alamin.
So his saying you in the previous verse is an address to the Muslims. خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ means the best of peoples. And the word al-ummah means al-jama', a group of people. The best of peoples ever raised up for mankind.
These jama'a will never deviate for any reason. And they will not allow themselves to be deviated. And they will not allow themselves to be into different sects and groups. Because if they believe in what is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with his message, they will never bring this or have these ideas in someone's mind.
Ponder over his saying for mankind in the ayah, the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind. The excellence of this ummah is not limited to itself alone. Rather, it transcends to the people from the aspects of da'wah, jihad, teaching and guiding others. It is not sufficient that a person should learn and do good deeds for himself alone and neglect others. Rather, he should spread the da'wah, knowledge, goodness, and invite to Allah, and enjoin what is good and forbid what is evil, so that he can be an active member in the Muslim society. So his saying, raised up for mankind, means that they have not been raised up for themselves only, but Allah has raised them up for mankind. His saying, we ask Allah to make us live in consonance with what He loves and is pleased with. A person should ask Allah for steadfastness even if he knows the truth, acts according to it, and believes in it. He should not feel secure from deviation and temptation, as trials can afflict him, and as a result, he may stray from the path of Allah. Consequently, the Prophet ﷺ would supplicate to Allah, saying,
Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. You know the hearts, the word qalb in Arabic language, qalb means it flips, you know, pop, 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 right? So if it's up, it can go down, and if it's down, it can go up. So someone should not rest that, alhamdulillah, I pray my 5 times, and I do this, and I do that, and I guarantee myself, alhamdulillah, ana ala sirat al-mustaqim, ana on the iman. No one can guarantee that. These hidayah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam making this dua about the steadfast of the heart, then what should we say?
And the hadith, or I mean the, it's translated, O revolver of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. Prophet Ibrahim, Allah's friend, said in his supplication,
وَجْنُبْنِي وَبَنِيَّ أَن نَعْبُدَ الْأَصْنَامِ رَبِّ إِنَّهُنَّ أَضْلَلْنَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ النَّاسِ. Ibrahim alayhi salam seeking protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, him and his offsprings. The translation,
and keep me and my sons away from worshipping idols. O my Lord, they have indeed led astray many among mankind.
It doesn't have only to be idols. It could be an ideology of someone that misguide, and there are so many of them out there, easily. Doesn't have to be a statue, you know? Al-Ahmadiyya, there's no statue in Ahmadiyya, right? Mm-hmm. And others and others and others. It was a human, right? Mm-hmm. And how many followers they have?
A lot
of followers, right? In nations. Mm-hmm.
He feared for himself. Similarly, whenever the iman of a person becomes strong, he fears for himself and does not feel safe from trial or consider himself to be pure. Rather, he asks Allah for steadfastness and good end always and forever, and fears evil end, temptation, deviation, misguidance, and callers to evil. His saying, and we seek protection in him from what he dislikes and what he is displeased with. So he, Allah, should make us live in agreement with what he loves and is pleased with, in actions, sayings, and beliefs, and distance us from what displeases him in sayings, actions, and beliefs. For he, the exalted and the most high alone, is the guide and grants success and leads to the right path.
That's pretty much the complete introduction. Now we're going to come back, now start the muallif, rahimahullah, the author of this book, Al-Barbahari, as he has points, and we're going to go point by point of what he wrote this book is all about, and we're going to start Islam is the way
the prophets came with,
and we're going to see what Al-Mu'allif rahimahullah قال Al-Mu'allif rahimahullah اعلموا أن الإسلام هو السنة والسنة هي الإسلام ولا يقوم أحدهما إلا بالآخر. This is very, you know, 101 should be known to every Muslim. Can you take the Islam without the Sunnah? Can you take the Quran without the Sunnah? Can you take the Sunnah without the Quran? علماء السيد في قول الله سبحانه وتعالى إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. سم علماء scholars of tafsir said الذكر هنا القرآن والسنة both. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى will preserve the Quran. Similarly, Allah سبحانه وتعالى wanted to preserve the Sunnah. That's why you have Abu Huraira by himself. How many hadith he narrated the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he was from أهل الصفة, and he's from the most poor, and he is from the one who has nothing. I'm talking about materialistic life, but yet he has all the treasures. Tons of ahadith from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Look at Imam Bukhari, look at Muslim, look at Ahmad, look at Ibn Majah, look at Tirmidhi, and look at how many عن أبي هريرة, عن أبي هريرة. Enough for him this honor. So we'll go with that, inshallah.
The author said, know that Islam is the Sunnah, and the Sunnah is Islam. One of them cannot be established except with the other. His saying no, this word is used for drawing attention and it means learn. And how would you know that Islam is the Sunnah? If you learn, you will know that. So no is a word that is used for drawing attention to what comes after it. Similar to his saying,
فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكَ.
So know, O Muhammad, that لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, and ask forgiveness for your sins. That is, you should know the meaning of La ilaha illallah and act upon it.
اعلموا أن الله شديد العقاب وأن الله غفور الرحيم.
Know that Allah is severe in punishment and that Allah is oft forgiving, bestower of mercy. So the word know, whether singular or plural, is employed to draw attention to what comes after it. His saying Islam is the Sunnah and Sunnah is Islam. That is, Islam is the way brought by the messengers of Allah. All the messengers came with Islam. Every prophet invited his people to Allah and came with a legislation from Allah, and that is Islam. So Islam is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone at all times with what he has ordained. Allah has indeed ordained laws for the prophets for specific periods. He later abrogates them. So when they become abrogated, acting upon the abrogating law is Islam till all previous laws were abrogated by that of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
لِكُلِّ أَجَلٍ كِتَابٌ يَمْحُو اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتُ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ.
For every matter there is a decree from Allah. Allah blots out what He wills and confirms what He wills. And with Him is the mother of the book. Allahu
Al-Lawh Al-Mahfuz.
Mahfuz.
Al-Lawh, everything is written in Al-Lawh. And when everything is revealed from the Lawh to عن رب العزة سبحانه وتعالى through Jibreel عليه السلام, through the messengers. So everything is written in that Lawh. What it, ما كان وسيكون وما كان لو كان كيف سيكون. So this is the best way to say it in Arabic. What is going to be, and if it will be, how it will be, and if it's not there, if it's there, how it will be. So you see how that deep it is. It's written already in Al-Lawh.
So Islam is what the messengers came with of da'wah and deeds at different times in accordance with that time, till when Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was raised. Then Islam came to be known as what he, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, came with, excluding others. So whosoever remains upon the previous religions and does not believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a Muslim, since neither does he submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nor obey this messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that which he is upon has indeed expired and is abrogated. And remaining upon the abrogated law is not regarded as religion in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Acting upon the abrogating law is what is regarded as the religion. His saying, and the sunnah is Islam, there is no guidance, there is no difference between them. If we interpret the sunnah as the path of guidance, then there is no difference between it and Islam. His saying, one of them cannot be established except with the other. Islam cannot be established except with the Sunnah, and the Sunnah cannot be established except with Islam. Whoever professes Islam without acting upon the Sunnah, the way of the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not a Muslim. And the one who knows the Sunnah without submitting to Allah is not a Muslim, although he knew the Sunnah. It is therefore a must to combine them both.
So we've completed the first point. I just want to conclude at the end, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us about the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ. Whatever is the Prophet ﷺ to tell you to do, do it. And whatever the Prophet ﷺ tell you not to do, don't do it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He commands us about that, He's trying to make sure that the Islam, the way to Islam is by following Rasulullah ﷺ. That's why Al-Najashi, when he looked at the book and when he heard about the Prophet ﷺ, even though he is far away from him, he's in Habasha and he is on the other side of the world, as soon as he saw the book of the Prophet ﷺ, he knew in his book, and he believes in Isa alayhi salam, and he believed in the messengers before. So he at that time he was a Muslim. Muslim to whom? To his Prophet Isa alayhi salam. But if he refuse the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, even though he believes in Isa alayhi salam and he's following the deen of Isa alayhi salam, does that protect him? No. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with a book that is muhaymin. Muhaymin means is taking over all the other books. So all the other books becomes in the Quran. Torah, Injil, Zabur, Suhuf, Ibrahim, or Musa, all of them fill Quran. And following the Quran is the way to complete the other beliefs. Similarly with Abdullah ibn Salam, the rabbi, the Jew rabbi, he believed in Musa alayhi salam, and he believes in the Torah, and he followed the Torah, and they were very strict. He is from Ahbar al-Yahud, from the knowledgeable of Yahud. As soon as he heard about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he wanted to make sure that, to verify. Remember, he tested him with the sadaqah, he tested him, because he knows it from his book. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed, the requirements according to their book, the Prophet ﷺ already chosen by Allah, it doesn't need Abdullah bin Salam. But as soon as he realized that, he came to submit to the Prophet ﷺ his Islam, because his deen is Islam is not complete if he did not follow the Prophet ﷺ. So for us, similarly, if we want to be on ala deen Nabi ﷺ, we have to what? To submit into this deen, and through the way to submit to this deen is to understand the sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because that's what the author is saying. None of them will be established without the others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaj'alana mimman yastami'una al-qawla fayattabi'una ahsana. Subhanakallah bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nas'alullah subhanahu wa ta'ala an yaj'alana mimman yaqumuna min hadha al-majlis مغفورا لهم بإذن ربهم إلى صراط العزيز الحميد. جزاكم الله خير. إن شاء الله we'll meet إن شاء الله next Friday. We'll change the time إن شاء الله. So we'll be on the same man إن شاء الله at the 15 minutes إن شاء الله. جزاكم الله خير.
Okay.